Thanks. I can't drink coffee late at night. It keeps me up.
Fresh pot!
You're listening to the Brenton on Tour Coffee Cast, brought to you by things that make coffee, people who make coffee, people who love coffee, and maybe just coffee. You have no idea who he is, but he's on the search for the best coffee in the world. So pour a cup, grab a seat on the John, and maybe, just maybe, you'll stop drinking shitty coffee. It's the Brenton on Tour Coffee Cast with your host, that guy you don't know. Here's BD.
Welcome to Brenton on Tour. Welcome to the Coffee Cast. And a review of the first blog that we wrote for DeanBlundell.com. Happy to be a part of that group. It's really great to join this fabulous cast of characters and what they're doing over there. I have the opportunity to travel around the world and try coffee every single place that I go. So it's always really, really awesome to be able to share that journey. And Dean has politely asked me to jump on board and share this journey from across the planet. So I'm all about it. And I thought I would write something about it. It took me about 10 drafts. The peeps looked at it, said, sounds good to us. And away we went. Posted it today. By all accounts, it did really well. I got one Twitter follower out of it. And a bunch of people texting me and calling me an asshole. So that's just a normal Monday for me. So I'm hoping that tomorrow has got more results. But that was fine. I was very happy. I did have two cups today backstage at the show. And while I was dealing with a barrage of hate mail because I ripped on Tim Hortons and Starbucks so much. So there you go. Welcome to it. I guess I'm not Canadian enough. What kind of asshole am I? I am the one who, at 42 years old, grown up in a land of sub-zero temperatures, an endless barrage of those stupid, you know, those Tim Hortons feel-good commercials where the kid's skating around and he's just not inspired to do anything. But then his dad brings him a hot chocolate and dad's drinking a double-double from Tim Hortons. And all of a sudden the kid is, you know, skating laps. Things are really great. So, yeah, screw those commercials. They drive me crazy because apparently Tim Hortons will fix everything. And then there's the overnight fish and chips, the Bravo 250 on the Yamaha that I used to have. It was great. So growing up in that world, I never had coffee, never wanted to rely on anything to get me going. In our world, touring and all the things that I'm up to, having to take a coffee in the morning, like 95% of the people I'm on tour with need it to get going. I never wanted that to happen because I never wanted to rely on anything. But unfortunately, I got bit by the bug in Italy last year, got some amazing espresso, and 40 countries later and about 300 to 500 copies after that, here I am blogging about it on DeanBlundell.com and just traveling the world looking for the world's best coffee. I do not consider myself a coffee expert. I only know what I like to taste. So if you're a coffee guru, an expert, if you're, you know, you got the beans at your house and you're grinding and you're doing all the things, I'm not there. I mean, yet I'm grinding at home, but I'm not, you know, roasting the beans and doing the whole thing. So you can stick your opinions in your ass, because I just can tell you what I'm enjoying drinking around this planet. And I've got some great people I have access to that have been helping me with that. And we'll talk about that in the podcast to come. But we don't have a lot of time. We're going to just do a quick review here and go. So I'm the new coffee drinking asshole. The title of the blog was, "Which Coffee Asshole Are You?" So you get to pick. You're some kind of coffee asshole, whether you like it or not. You are. So here we are. So I'm the new coffee drinking asshole. You know, you could be somebody who's been drinking coffee for 40 years and trying to quit. Well, you're an asshole for trying to quit, dragging us along, you know? So here we go. So the first example, do you walk around with the biggest coffee you can find, but you walk really, really slow so everyone can see your giant coffee? Notice it next time you're at any kind of function where someone's looking for attention. Hockey rink, the office water cooler, whatever it is. Some asshole is going to be walking around with the biggest coffee they can find, but really slow. Really slow because they're like, kind of like Instagram, they've just uploaded a picture and they're waiting for everyone to tell them how much they like it. In this case, they want them to come up and say, oh man, that's the biggest coffee you ever had. Or they're going to use a line from So I Married an Axe Murderer when Mike Myers goes, I believe I ordered the large cup. If you haven't seen the movie, check that scene out. Everybody's done. Everyone, you just check it out. Next time you see the slow walking giant coffee cup asshole, there's that guy. So that's one of them. You get exempt from that if you live in Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, or Alberta because it's freezing cold there and you need to keep your hands warm. So I would recommend that you walk fast.
It's said that the more time you have to invest, the greater the return. Well, guess what? Kids have the most time if we learn to invest early. That's why I created the Cash Kid Podcast, where I teach kids and some adults financial skills they need to know on how to earn, save, and invest their money. Join me on this journey as we interview experts and explore topics that allow you to grow your money as kids. Just remember, anyone can be a cash kid. You just have to learn how to become one. Get ready to grow your financial knowledge and your wallet with the Cash Kid Podcast.
That's right. Find us at thecashkidpodcast.com or listen in on places like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or YouTube.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Everyone knows the Starbucks menu memorizer. Okay. So this is someone who, you know, they come around the office or they come around whatever, and they take an order of Starbucks and, you know, you yell out, I'll just take a large coffee. And they go, well, do you want that to be a venti or a grande, or do you want some cream and almond milk and you want this and that? Sure. Maybe. But I just want a coffee that's black. So I led the blog off with a great scene from Role Models with Paul Rudd going in and ordering, you know, a venti and then getting into an argument. He orders a large coffee. She says venti. They go back and forth. You got to check the blog. It's really, really funny. Great scene. One of my favorite scenes. Paul Rudd can do anything. So then, you know, you're the Starbucks menu memorizer guy, and then you're probably, or girl, you're probably there with your laptop, but you're not actually doing any work. You're sitting in the back corner, probably watching some kind of adult content and judging people. We all know what you're doing back there. So you're the Starbucks menu asshole. And then there's, of course, these people. They only drink Tim Hortons, Starbucks Coffee Time, or Dunkin' Donuts, refuse to drink any other kind of coffee. You can go down. Going up seems to be a more difficult journey for these people. All right, I can go, if I'm floating around and it's like all there is Tim Hortons in Glasgow. In fact, when I'm in Glasgow, Scotland, they have a Tim Hortons right downtown. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go feel Canadian for half a day. And this is like 3 months ago, I went in there and ordered an Americano and it was terrible. I'm sorry. It was just terrible. And I don't know how you mess up an Americano, but they did in Glasgow. So I'll give it a go. I'll go down, but getting these people to move up, it's really, really tough. You know, it's 50 cents more, whatever. They got to wait in line. You know, they don't have a drive-through, quote unquote. Give me a break. Give yourself some coffee culture. Get in there. Go try it. You're an asshole for not trying it. Then there's the person that's kind of in the middle. They stand there. They really want to try it. They're looking at that menu and you're holding you up for 15 minutes and then they just order a double-double. And when they leave, they talk about all the fancy coffee that Trevor and Marie were drinking at couples night at the curling rink. You know that couple. You don't like them very much. You kind of do, but I don't know. I think everyone in the neighborhood, you can see it when they're over. Everyone kind of talks, you know, in the burps. It's like they come over, you got the dinner party. There's like 12 couples over. There's all these people. The kids are running around. But then there's a couple of couples, a couple of people that are, you just kind of like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, they're nice enough and everything. But they all have the good coffee, and you really wish you would have had their coffee because they're just a little bit more sophisticated. So you tried to make up for it by buying like a $25 bottle of wine, but you don't really know anything about wine. You don't like them enough to buy the $75 bottle of wine, and you need the other 50 bucks to buy nice cheese because you were over at their places the other day and they served a nice cheese and some nuts and a few things, and you're just trying to keep up. So you're that asshole. You get all your news from the Toronto Sun because they have the Sunshine Girl, and it's easier to hold, or you just watch HGTV all the time, and that's how you learn everything. It's just you're a stuck in the middle asshole, and you're more common than you think. If you make coffee for a living and you wear an apron and a scarf, you are the top coffee asshole, the absolute top coffee asshole. However, most of those places is where I like to drink the most because they're the people that know the most about coffee. So didn't say it was a bad thing. I'm just saying most of the people living in the Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts land will look at the people with the apron and they'll just run away because they just don't know what to do. If you've never tried coffee before, don't be an asshole like me. Wait until your 40s. Get in there and try it. Keep coming back to the blog. Every week we're going to do a coffee review from around the globe. Next week's comes out on Monday, and I think we're going to feature some of my road friends from around this fine world and some of their favorite places in Canada. So tune into that. Thanks for checking it out today. And remember, check out deanblundell.com. There's tons of stuff on there to read. Todd's podcast just got added. Unfiltered with Matthew Barnaby and The Chirp with Darren Millard. All great stuff on there. Tons of articles. It's a really cool hub to hang out in. And remember to hashtag CoffeeAssholes this week, because we all are. Thanks, friend. Enjoy the night.
Hey, listeners. I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa. And this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
And that is a disturbing view into the mind of a murderer. And such a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's not even strong enough words. This is totally a recipe for disaster. And not to justify whatever is going to happen, but you can totally understand and see how this would be in the works.
If you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because we're not even close to getting to the end yet. But you can just see this pattern and all this kind of stuff developing in her, which is what we're here for. We're digging deep.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirtbags that live among us
and the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.